to ask a question. Did Will Smith win the Oscar? Did he hang around to pick the trophy up? Or did he, apparently he did. Oh, okay. So the slap was after or before? I think the slap was before, right? Okay, the slap was before. The slap that will live in infamy. What I find fascinating about the slap is, well, first of all, just for poops and giggles, imagine for just a moment that it's Dennis Miller. Well, no, you got to reverse the other role. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Instead of Will Smith being up for the Oscar, we'll leave Chris Rock where he is and replace him with white guy Bradley Cooper. And so the white guy walks up on the stage and waylays the black guy who's a host. Yeah, he would have been arrested on hate crime charges and keel-hauled and then hauled off to jail, where he'd still be this morning. But black guy can whack-a-doodle, whack-a-mole, another black guy. There's some people that were saying it was, the whole thing was rigged, it was staged. If you slow the tape down, I actually saw a slow-mo version of it. It's a real slap. And if you listen to it in real time, it's a pretty good sound effect, too. As a matter of fact, we can play the first couple of... before Will Smith sets down and starts dropping F-bombs, this is what actually it sounded like.
You know who's got the hardest job tonight? Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Now, that's a joke about her hair, and she doesn't like it.
That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard.
Now, Will Smith walks up and...
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you got the sound effect, and... Now, you can see that Smith, when he returns to his seat, just starts getting more and more. The more he thinks about it, the more angry he is. To the point where they cut to a commercial and Tyler Perry, Madea. Will Smith. Oh, hell no. Ain't going to be no smacking on my Oscar ceremony. Oh, no. Hey, you'll sit your ass down right over there. So Tyler Perry rushes over there, but it is the gentlemanly and heroic, as he always is, Denzel that calms Will Smith down. What doesn't that guy do? Denzel Washington. It's Denzel that removes him from... Well, first, Denzel goes over and apologizes for Chris Rock to Jada. So what you don't know is that Will Smith's wife has a autoimmune disorder that basically makes her hair fall out. So instead of having long hair with clumps in it that are missing, she just shaves the whole thing off. And that's why Chris Rock's joke about her being G.I. Jane is, I mean, if he knew why, and I think that's pretty common knowledge, then that's just, it's crass and tasteless. Gentlemen don't do things like that, you might say. So in the aftermath of... I imagine this will be really painful for some of you to even talk about this, because you're going to want a meme. You're going to want to break your... You're going to want to break your Lenten. You're giving up memes for Lent in the chat room. I do have a couple of other things to say about this. One of them being that, well, this is what you should have done. Now, I haven't seen any, because it just happened last night. Give them a little chance to write about it. Libtards will get out there and get behind their keyboards and will peck out exactly what you think that they're going to peck out. It's going to be, this is a horrible act of violence for our children to see. This should be erased from the tapes and whatnot, and Smith ought to be blah, blah, blah. That's what's coming. Because it's open season on women. And by the way, maybe that's why Chris Rock thought he could get away with that, cracking that terrible joke, because it is open season on women. If you want to steal a gold medal from them, just go compete in one of their events as a man. As a guy that only comes in fourth or fifth and never gets a first, second, or third place gold, silver, or bronze medal, go compete against the women and go steal an event from them. By the by, I know I mentioned this on Friday, but the governor of Indiana, Holcomb, vetoed a bill. I made mention of it. I didn't really talk about it. Vetoed a bill that would have protected girls' sports from encroachment by boys. Because he said, there's nothing to see here. I haven't seen any evidence that this has actually occurred here in this state. We did this and that and the other. And isn't that the whole point, passing laws in an instance like that, to prevent it from happening so that there won't be any controversy and so that no girls will be forced to compete with the boys? But he just vetoed the bill, and it's a lame-o. I mean, it looks to me like the Indiana legislature and the Senate got enough votes to override the veto. We shall see, and that's what ought to happen. But it is still open season on women. What else do we have on our news rundown here today? The regime leader Biden. Oh, that reminds me. Okay. Let us talk for just a moment here about what happened on Friday. Since there are scoffers, if you will. So Pope Francis did the consecration of Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We broadcast it here live, and many of you heard it, so I don't need and I looked at the listening stats, so I know many of you heard it. And many people were saying, well, by their fruits we shall know. So we'll find out after the fact if things start occurring. Well, let me just give you this. Two hours after the consecration ended, which would have been at about 6:30, closer to 7 Rome time. So I think the polls are probably an hour. So 5:30 or so Poland time, or Ukraine time rather. I don't know, maybe they're in the same time zone. I didn't check. You get this headline. This is from the Epoch Times. And it is a live news or a breaking news event. Russia, first phase of war over. Military will now focus on eastern Donbas. Why am I the only person on earth that saw that headline and saw that announcement? Now, that announcement came after the consecration. Well, at the very least, the Epoch Times was the only news entity that I saw that published it, that story was late Friday evening Eastern time by Jack Phillips on the Epoch Times website. Russia's defense ministry said Friday that it had completed the first phase of its special military operation in Ukraine and will now focus on the eastern Donbass region, signaling that Moscow's strategy might be shifting back, due to military losses and a stalled campaign. So Phillips is buying the propaganda that the Ruskies are losing. I don't know how this got started. And by the by, another one of the reasons why you're going to find many, many, many people that we used as primary sources for disseminating Corona doom and Corona hoax info are, I told you this, like Alex Berenson. I told you, you're not going to find you have very much in common with a guy like Berenson. The only thing you're going to find you have in common with Berenson is that he couldn't, when faced with the actual facts about the Corona doom, when he was working at the new Tenochtitlan Times, he went, I can't print that. I can't say that's not true. And so he famously or infamously, depending on whose side you're on, he infamously or famously quit or basically told the editors, run my story as I wrote it or I'm not going to take it or get rid of me or fire me or whatever. And they did. But you're not going to, but Berenson's another in the tank. The Russians are losing. Putin is incarnate evil. So let me talk about this for just a moment here. Maggie, if you could, and I should have asked you this in advance, but maybe in your tab history. Can you find the Biden, what's in a zero head story? You'll still have that. The Biden, yes, there's going to be food shortages, digital media file. Because he one-upped that Saturday. With his, for God's sake, this guy's got to be removed. This is, everything that is happening in Ukraine between the Russians and the Ukrainians is a macrocosm of the war, the spiritual war that you and I have been engaged in the last half decade.